Hello, welcome to episode 4 of Totally Unexpected Podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style on Instagram and TikTok, where I help you find your style. And on my podcast, I talk about what it's like being a fashion business major and all things fashion and just my life. But yes, today we will be talking about how to find your style, or how did I really find my style? Because I made a video on TikTok, I think 2 weeks ago maybe, and it was basically about like a little story time where like POV of me through school and being made fun of because of my style and then ending up finding my style, and that really blew up that video. Oh my gosh, I did not like think that that video would blow up so much, but I think it's at, I don't know how many views it's at right now, I think it's at like 7 million. But yeah, I got a lot of love on that video, so thank you guys. And then after that video, a lot of people started like DMing me, like, how do I find my style? Help. Like, I don't know. Like, should I pay you to help me find? A lot of people were like telling me that they would pay me to help them find their style. But basically, I just help people find their style through my videos and stuff like that. And sometimes if you DM me, I'll respond to your DMs. But my DMs are like really packed, so I'll take days where I just like go on my Instagram DMs and like try to respond to a lot of time. But right now my DMs are like really packed. So if I don't get to you right away, it's just because my DMs are packed. But I'll be talking about the steps to finding your style. Everyone's different though. And my, I guess, progress or process on how I found my style is, I don't know, kind of weird, because I feel like you'd think a fashion major would like know their style right away, but I honestly didn't even know that I wanted to be a fashion major until very later on in life. But let's start when I was a little child, a wee child. I was never that into fashion, honestly, I don't think, which also I feel like is kind of surprising, but I like genuinely wasn't that into fashion. Like I kind of was just doing my thing. I liked playing like with Barbies and like dressing up my Barbies, you know, but like personally, I think I kind of just wore whatever was comfortable or what my mom made me wear, because my mom would always like just pick out my clothes and make me wear stuff. And sometimes I didn't really like it at all, but I was just like, okay, whatever, because she would get mad at me if I didn't like it. And I'm just like, fine, I'll wear it. So honestly, I just wore whatever my mom bought for me. I literally I didn't like fashion that much. Or I didn't, it wasn't that I didn't like it. I just genuinely like wasn't in it. I think I was like too focused on other things in life. I don't know what I was focused on, but like fashion was just something that I literally did not care about at all. I think I was more focused on like guitar and stuff like that. But then like fifth grade, I think I was really obsessed with Hot Topic for a while. I bought a tail once at Hot Topic, like a clip-on tail, and I would wear it to school. I was just a little bit strange as a child, but I don't do that anymore. But I guess that was my fashion. Hot Topic was my fashion in fifth grade. But then in middle school, that is when things start getting all about popularity. And I remember going straight into middle school and thinking, I'm going to become popular this year. I'm going to be so like the it girl of middle school. And I specifically remember my first day of middle school outfit, because I remember I went like shopping and it's like, I'm going to be so stylish. I still didn't care about fashion, but I was like, I'm going to pop off. I remember I wore like this flannel from Justice. Justice was like the place that I bought so much of my clothes in elementary school to middle school. I was wearing Justice in middle school, and so I bought a lot of my clothes off middle school, and I wore this like flannel from Justice on my first day of school, and I was like, I look so good. And then people started finding out that I was shopping at Justice, and then I started getting made fun of for wearing clothes from Justice. They're like, how old are you? Like 3 years old, like, why are you shopping at Justice? And I was so offended. So then I was like telling my mom, I was like, Mom, we cannot shop at Justice anymore, which is like so sad, but it didn't like really like hurt my feelings, but I was just like, we can't shop adjust anymore. But like, if another person like in middle school or something was going through that right now, I'm so sorry. You can still shop at Justice all you want. Don't listen to the haters. But yeah, I was literally like, I stopped shopping at Justice. I told my mom, let's not shop at Justice anymore because I was getting made fun of. And middle school was a time where everyone was wearing, all the girls were wearing like Nike sweatshirts and then Lulu leggings or Nike leggings with like those elite socks, like those elite Nike socks over their leggings and then UGG boots. That was like the perfect outfit for like winter. For middle school. And I bought all of those things. I told my mom to buy UGG boots. I told my mom to buy those like elite socks. And then I had those sweatshirts and I would wear those to school like every day. And I'd look at myself and be like, yes, this is it. It wasn't cute at all. And I feel like everyone in middle school should know in their right mind that that was not a look at all, but it was just because that was what everyone was wearing. So it is cute because that's what everyone's wearing. But like, really, like, who the hell actually genuinely thought it was cute? Because I know I didn't. I only thought I looked good because that's what everyone else was wearing. But like in my video, my TikTok video, I was talking about how like I bought like knockoffs, like not real Lulus and stuff like that. And I actually did get made fun of for like buying knockoffs. I remember I wore like these shorts. And they were bright green, like neon green. And they were like those, what are they called? Like sports athletic shorts. And they weren't Lulu. I don't remember where. I think I actually, those were from Justice 2. And someone like was like making fun of me for that. And they're like, what are you wearing? Like, where are those shorts from? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I lied. I think I probably was like, they're from like blank. And they're like, okay, you need to not wear those. I remember that specifically. And then I stopped wearing those for the rest of my life. I mean, they were ugly, but also then again, athletic shorts in general are just, they're not like cute or anything. So, but yeah, that was my middle school experience. Just basically wore what everyone else was wearing. Still wasn't into fashion at all. It was just all about like what everyone else was wearing. Then I got into high school, and I remember the summer before my freshman year, I also went shopping a lot, and because everyone else, you know, in middle school was also kind of progressing their style, I guess you could say, so I had to progress my style too and wear what everyone else was wearing, so I shopped at PacSun. PacSun was like my home. That was where every girl was like shopping at in freshman year. So I shopped at PacSun. I bought so much stuff from PacSun. And I remember this black bomber. And I wore that my freshman year almost every single day. Bomber jackets were like super in my freshman year. And I think I was like known for like throughout high school, like not just for my freshman class, but like everyone in my high school. I'm pretty sure like they were like, why does this girl wear that same sweatshirt? Like I'm pretty sure people like knew me as that girl who wears that same black bomber every day, because I'm pretty sure I've heard people like talk about it, like people I don't know like be like, this girl wears that same jacket every day, which is kind of mean, but like, I mean, it is weird. Like I didn't wash it at all and I wore it every day, and that's kind of disgusting. But yeah, PacSun was where every girl shopped at. Honestly, I don't know like who starts these like a high school trend, like high school clothing. Like what person like said, let's wear leggings with UGG boots and elite socks and let's all shop at PacSun? Because I'm not even kidding, like every girl shopped at PacSun or like maybe Forever 21. I remember every freaking girl had like that cropped gray sweatshirt with the alien on it, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I feel like every girl had that. Every girl had like a little cute cropped PacSun tank with PacSun shorts. Yeah, PacSun was like my life freshman year. Still didn't like have my own style, but I feel like going to PacSun and shopping really kind of opened me up a little bit more though, because I was like, oh, there's like such a variety of more clothing. Like I'm not just wearing athletic wear now. It's like getting a little bit more cutesy type thing. So yeah, still didn't like care that much about fashion though. But like I kind of started caring because when I saw all these cute clothes at PAX and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I've been missing out, you know, and going to the mall more because, oh my gosh, we all know middle schoolers and high school, like young high schoolers, love to go to the mall to hang out for no reason. Like there's really no like why. I honestly, there's nothing that great about going to the mall, especially like the malls where I live are so boring. So but that's like where that was like the hangout spot for every like young kid, young teenager is to go to the mall. So going, I went to the mall a lot more my high school year. And so I was like seeing a lot more clothes. I think it was kind of like opening up my brain to more styles and about fashion and what I like and what I didn't like. But sophomore year was when I started kind of growing into my own little person and finding my own style, kind of. So sophomore year, I started like this Instagram account. It's now deleted. You're not gonna find it, but I started an Instagram account. It was called, I don't remember what it's called, honestly. I'm pretty sure I changed my Instagram username like 5 million different times. But I wanted to be like one of those like Instagram girls that like got famous off of just being pretty and like just posting pictures of themselves. And literally, I'm not hating on girls who are Instagram famous for just being pretty, but like that's what I really wanted to be. And so I was following a lot of these girls that were Instagram famous, and I was seeing like their outfits. I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to step up my game if I want to become this Instagram influencer. And I got very inspired. I was obsessed with Biba Doobie sophomore year. And she was like so small. I just want to say, when I started following her, she was only at like 20,000 followers, I remember. And now she's like this huge, big time singer. She's amazing. I love you, B. But yeah, I was so in love with her, and I was in love with her style and everything about her. So basically, I just wanted to become her my sophomore year. So I started dressing very, like, I don't know how to describe the style. I guess punk. Not punk. I don't really know how to describe it. But I was wearing a lot more darker colors, really dark eye makeup, and then, you know, like Converse with like high socks with like ankle socks and then like cuff jeans, like that type of look. I don't want to call, like, the only word that can come to my mind is skater, but I also don't want to call it skater because last time I called something skater, I got hated on by the skater community, so I'm really sorry about that. I'm not gonna call it skater, but I don't know like what else to call it. Like what would you call it? Artsy? Artsy likes to go into the woods at night look. Artsy, indie. The only thing I can think of is like those guys you would see who paint their nails. Like that is like, but I was like the girl version of that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was like obsessed with B and her style. And so basically, I kind of just turned myself into B my sophomore year. And that kind of led all the way into junior year. I was still very much that dressed that way. And I mean, sometimes I still do dress that way, but like sophomore and junior year, I was very much like that. Summer to senior year. So junior year was over, and then I was going to senior year, and that's when it was time to pick colleges. And I was picking through like a lot of different majors, honestly, but then I think just in the end, I was like, I want to be a fashion major, which that is like a whole nother like podcast to talk about. Like literally my summer to senior year was when I was like, okay, I'll just become a fashion major. But then like once I like was like, yes, I'm gonna become a fashion major, I was like, I need to step up my game. If I want to be a fashion major, I need to like, you know, be more into fashion. And I mean, like by this time I was starting to get a lot more into fashion. And because I realized, especially after that B phase, that like the way I dress really reflects like who I am and how confident I am in myself. And so I started already being a lot more into fashion, but because I was becoming a fashion major, I was like, I need to step up my game, because I started like researching more on fashion influencers and all that. And I saw the way they were dressing and the way they presented themselves. And I was like, oh, I need to be like them. Like, I need to level up. I can't just stick to the way I dress right now. Like, it's not good enough. So then I remember the summer to senior year, I went shopping so much. Like, I was going to the mall and shopping like every other weekend, which is so bad. I started like stepping up my game a little bit more. I remember senior year, I would dress a little bit nicer to school, because honestly, it's really hard to truly dress the way you want to in school, especially for me when I wake up at 6 in the morning every day and then go to school and then start classes at like 7:30 in the morning. Like, you just don't want to like wear jeans for that, you know? Like, you don't want to dress nice. So still, majority of the time I was wearing like sweatshirts and leggings or sweatpants, but I started dressing a little bit nicer. And I think the best way to describe it, especially because I was following so many more fashion influences, I was dressing more chic, you know? I started raiding my mom's closet more and taking out a lot of her nice clothes. And I wore like that one green blazer I have. You might have seen it in my videos. It was my mom's. I started wearing like that to school. So if that kind of gives you an idea of the type of clothes I was wearing to school, it was a lot more chic and nicer. And yeah, so I was wearing like all that, but you know, still eventually I kind of gave up. I remember like winter, I wore this one jacket, like brown jacket that was my grandpa's. I wore that like almost every day to school because I was just like lazy and I was giving up. And like, especially like senior year, like you do not want to have anything to do with school anymore. You just want to get through the year and end it on a good note, you know? So I kind of just stopped caring towards the end, but I still, you know, was dressing nicer. I was still kind of becoming my own person with this new different look. And honestly, I feel like a lot of people in high school, like not just me, but like a lot of people in high school were wearing, not everyone was wearing the same thing is basically what I'm trying to say, because more people were finding their own style and like what they like and dislike. There's not like a set thing that everyone was wearing, I don't think. A lot of people were wearing tie-dye. That was like what was popular my senior year, I think. Tie-dye, big jackets. I think it was all very much inspired by Emma Chamberlain. Because Emma Chamberlain was like honestly just for everyone. Like, she just set like a standard of like what people were wearing. Like, people were wearing like, I think like plaid pants, big jackets, and basically if you just think of what Emma Chamberlain was wearing around like, I don't know, like when she first started YouTube, that's what everyone was like wearing, which is like so cool that she like started like this era. But yeah, I was also inspired by Emma Chamberlain because I remember in one of her videos or something, she was talking about like she gets a lot of her ideas off of Pinterest. So then I was like, oh, Pinterest. So then I got a Pinterest, and if you DM me asking like how to find your style, this is like what I'll say. I literally like tell you that you need a Pinterest because it honestly does help, because on Pinterest you can find so many things. Like, you just need to search like chic style outfits or grunge style outfits, vintage style outfits, and a lot will pop up. And so I started like a Pinterest board saved with like so many of clothes, and I didn't have like a specific style that I liked. I just saved like all the clothes and outfits that I was like, oh yes, and basically just recreate those looks, you know, like basically recreate those looks until I find one that I like. And there's honestly no set style. No one has to have one style, you know? I wear a lot of different types of clothing because I just feel like I can't stick to one thing, you know? Just like how I cut my hair every freaking blue moon, I change my hairstyle. I've dyed my hair before too, you know? So, you know, it's fine to not have one set style. And I think, especially opening yourself up to Pinterest, you realize there are so many different styles that you can try. And so, yeah, basically, Pinterest really upped my game a lot. And I think for the most part, though, I really like street style. But like I said, I wear a lot of different clothing too. So it's not just street style, but I do really like street style. But yes, Pinterest was what really started helping me up my game and open myself up to a lot of different more looks. And then COVID hit, and then I was at home and I was doing a lot more research because I was like, I'm going to fashion school. I'm doing all this stuff. I need to like know my ish. So I was doing a lot of research on trends around the world and what everyone was wearing in different countries, what next year's trends would be, you know, all that type of stuff. And I started experimenting with a lot of different outfits. And then I became really obsessed with like K-drama. So then I was like, oh my gosh, their fashion is so good. So then I became obsessed with K-fashion, Korean fashion. And I started like dressing a lot more of like the Korean fashion. I remember at little like one point in quarantine, like the beginning of quarantine maybe, I was so into Korean fashion and I was just dressing like everyone in the K-dramas that I watched. And you know, I started getting TikTok too, and which also allowed me to experiment with a lot more outfits because I was like dressing as styles that people wanted to see. So TikTok also really opened me up. And now we're back to today, the present, right now. And honestly, I don't think I've 100% found my style. I am a lot more confident in the way I dress, and I kind of have a feeling and know like what I like to wear, what I don't like to wear. But I honestly don't think I've fully found myself yet. And that's not just in terms of fashion. I think it's just really like it connects with if you've found yourself. And I feel like a lot of that has something to do with the fact that I'm still living at home. I still live in the same state, same area. I haven't been able to find my independence yet, you know? So it was really hard to truly know yourself if you don't have that independence. And at one point in time in quarantine, I was really like sad about it. Like I was really getting into my head, being like, wow, I don't know who I am, like at all. But you know, it's all about time and progression. I'm still young, and a lot of you guys who are asking to help find your style and stuff like that, it's honestly all about time, okay? You need to find yourself to find your style, and that's not something that you can just do right away, you know? It's all about experience with the world and experimenting with other different things in life. So, if you don't know your style yet, that's okay. I think the best advice I can give you now is just experiment with a lot of different things until you find something that you really like and you're really comfortable with. But that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to fully find your style now, you know? I haven't really found my style 1,000%, but I am happy with who I am. But like I said, it's going to take time, and that's okay. Okay, so I hope that kind of gave you guys like a better understanding of finding your style and all that. But now I'm going to answer some of your advice because some of you guys left like or asked for advice because I asked you to on my Instagram account, Totally Unexpected Podcast. And so now I'm going to reply to them. Some people sent in like messages on podcasts. I don't really know how to use this. Wait, let me see if I can.
Hi. So like I have an identity crisis and I'm always like dyeing my hair and like I can never keep my style consistent. I don't know. I just found your page and you seem pretty cool. And yeah, thank you. I've like already seen some of your videos, which is pretty cool. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the love. Identity crisis, girl. I also have identity crisis. You know, I wear different styles like every day. I cut my hair. I do different things to my look every day. And I think that's okay. I mean, I think it's okay to like doing different things with your appearance, you know. And that's totally fine if you look like a different person every day. Because, you know, sometimes we just like change. But if you're changing your appearance a lot because you don't know who you are yet or you don't know what you like yet, I definitely recommend still continuing to change and experiment with a lot of different looks until you find something that you totally feel comfortable in. And once you find that, I stick to it. But it's like totally fine to keep changing your look until you find something, you know? Let me go to my DMs on Instagram and read some of your nice, juicy advice or questions. So I told you guys to ask for advice. Someone said, what basic wardrobe necessities should I get? I think a lot of plain fits, you know, like plain color tops, plain colored pants, and like thin clothing that you could layer with, because layering is what makes an outfit really, like, I feel like layering, especially like in the winter, the fall, like when layering turtlenecks under anything is like so cute. So yeah, just like thin clothing that is good to layer with, or plain colored clothing that you can really pair with anything. And start getting more accessories, because clothing is not the only thing that can really build your style and build your outfit. It's all about jewelry too, and hats and bags and all that stuff. Okay, someone said, I'm working on myself for my ambition. I just feel unmotivated most of the time. I get that too, especially because I procrastinate so much. It's so bad. And there'll be days that I feel like very unmotivated. But I think you need to just try to keep yourself productive with literally anything. Like, even if there's nothing to do, get like something and draw something, you know? Because I feel like if we're doing nothing but wanting to be doing something, if that makes sense, we can't just not be doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do something but there's nothing for you to do, you still should find something to do, because otherwise you're just going to be sitting there and you'll get in your head about it and it'll make you really upset, because trust me, that's happened to me so many times. So just keep looking for things to do and keep yourself active and productive until you get that feeling like you can do the thing that you need to do, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm just kind of saying nonsense right now, but just keep yourself productive until you are motivated to do what you need to do, you know? And productivity could be like just the smallest things, like singing, playing an instrument. Don't just sit there on your bed on social media and do nothing, because that's just really going to get in your head. Someone asks, how do you take good photos with a self-timer? Well, honestly, I don't use self-timer that much. I take videos to take my photos. So, like, I record a video of myself and I just stand there and, like, pose and do my thing. And then I just screenshot parts of the video. Because self-timer doesn't get everything, you know? Someone asked where to start with Instagram videos and fashion videos. At first, I got inspired by a lot of other fashion video influencers. And I'm not saying like copy other people, but I definitely watched a lot of videos and kind of got an understanding of what the videos that I wanted to make to look like, you know. I didn't copy people, but I just kind of looked at their videos and was like, oh, I like this type of video, or I like the idea of this video, and then kind of started making my own thing. And once you get the hang of it, the ideas come to you like so easily. Like, I don't know, I just get a flow of ideas. How do you create a style? I can't differ what I like and what I don't like. Someone asked about the life of a fashion student, advice of people who want to study fashion for college. You genuinely do learn a lot as a fashion student, a lot more than you think you would learn. And as for trying to get in, I just would say do your research. But to be honest, I kind of, like, me deciding to be a fashion major was really spontaneous. Like, I feel like a lot of people think that if you want to major in something, you have to have a lot of experience, like whatever that major is. I feel like a lot of people just kind of think that you need to have a lot of experience. But honestly, in high school, they really don't do much to help you build that experience and help you figure out what you want to do. You kind of just get pushed into it. And in the end, a lot of people like to change their majors. All you can do right now is just do a lot of your research. And if your school has anything fashion related and you know that you want to be a fashion major, then join those clubs or activities. Someone asked about where to find fashion inspos for guys. Definitely the same way just as girls would find their fashion inspo. You can literally find inspiration in fashion in anything. TV shows. If you have a TV show or a TV character that you really like the way they dress, you can find inspiration in them. Also Pinterest. There are a lot of outfits for guys on Pinterest as well. And just any influencers. I feel like especially nowadays, influencers have such a big impact on this generation or just anybody because people all use social media. If there are any influencers that you like their style or their outfits, I would keep up with them. Right now, I'm online for fashion school, so I honestly like don't know what it's like to truly be a fashion student, if that makes sense, because right now it just kind of feels like I'm teaching myself everything, to be honest. So I don't have a feel, but fashion school is really helpful. I feel like we're going to end on why did you start fashion or what brought you into fashion. Like I said, I kind of always knew that I didn't want to be just like a STEM major or anything like that. I wanted to be more, I was either going to go into theater or fashion. Like, those are my two options. Or I think I was thinking about graphic design at one point. But honestly, good thing I didn't because I suck at using the computer for anything. But honestly, it just kind of like happened. Like, I was like, okay, I need to decide a major. And I was doing a lot of research on every single major and like their jobs and career. And I was very infatuated with fashion major, but not just like fashion design. But like fashion business, you know, because I really am into business, but I didn't just want to be a business major, if that makes sense. So like I was into fashion and I was into business. So then I was like, oh, why don't I just be a fashion business major, you know, because I didn't want to go to like a traditional college and be a traditional business major. I really wanted to go to college that I would genuinely enjoy. So that was kind of what brought me into being a fashion major. But yes, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. This podcast is longer than the rest, but I hope I answered some of your advice accurately. You can always leave me DMs on my Totally Unexpected Podcast Instagram. But yes, that was how I found my style or the progression of who I am today. Still finding my style, but you know, I'm a lot better now than I was before. Thank you guys for listening, and I will, or you guys will hear me next week.